I suppose in some realm, it's unfair that I made you think we were friends. That I used my feminine wiles to glamour you into letting down your guard. But fair and unfair are meaningless words in this realm I call captivity hell. Blame that pesky hard-on if you're looking for someone to blame. Those things have gotten more men into compromising situations than a porcupine has quills. You may as well consider your hard cock a joystick. So easy was it to manipulate it and steer you right into my lair. And now you're never going to leave. Oh, I may get bored with you eventually, but even that won't secure your release. If that should occur, I'll just chain you up in some obscure dungeon, remembering you just often enough to indifferently throw you a scrap or two of attention from time to time. And then I may stumble across you sometime later, like an old forgotten toy, and remember that you were good for a thing or two at one time. Maybe I'll retrieve you, your eyes squinting against the light, clean you up, and see if your solitude has stripped you of all the tricks I taught you long ago. You'd better hope you remember them. Maybe, there in the dark, you took your unlimited time to search your mind for and to mentally rehearse some new trick that might please me and convince me to let you stay above ground at my feet. And there you'll have it. No thoughts of escape anymore, only of being allowed to stay within my notice, to be useful. Stockholm Syndrome, I think they call it. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?